Hello, John speaking.
Hey John, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, hey, how are you, Dan? I was calling because I'm wondering if this is even possible. I need about $80,000,
Okay.
and I currently have, and part of what I need would be part of like a consolidation effort because I currently have a loan as well as a line of credit out with OnDeck. And if I was, I'm sorry?
As you said, you had a loan out with OnDeck currently?
Yes, and as well as a line of credit
Okay.
with a total balance of about 35,000.
Okay, so that's
And
just with the on deck or including your lending credit?
no, that's well, the line of credit is what is through OnDeck as well.
Oh, okay.
Both total together have a balance of about 35,000.
Okay.
So, and on top of that, I need about 35 to consolidate some other stuff with suppliers and such.
Okay.
And well, that comes to, yeah, that comes to about 70, right? Yeah, 70,000.
Yeah.
So, I'm wondering if it's even doable if you do that kind of thing. Like, if I have other loans out, if you consolidate, I don't know if you do that or not.
Yeah,
But,
no, we do.
okay.
Yeah, we definitely do. And just with that, so the on deck loan, I mean, you have a line of credit and a three totaling 35K. How much was the amount that you took out with them?
Wait, I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah, so do you just have a line of credit with them, or do you take a like a working
No,
capital loan?
it's both. There's two. It's both. It's a working capital loan as well as a line of credit.
Okay, so what was the total amount you took out with them?
About right now, the balance is about 35,000. Oh, the amount that we take the loan itself
Yeah, the
was
loan amount.
the amount of the loan was 30,000.
30,000, okay. And then what was the total payback, do you know, by any chance?
Can you hold on a second?
Yeah, no problem.
Doug in today. Hey Doug, how you doing? My name is Pete. I'm from Cardiff. Just trying to circle back here. You did some lending with Coactive Capital a little while back here, and we actually got you pre-approved for 250K for some capital and equipment. You guys have really good lending history with them. Is there anything you need right now? Anything on the grocery list or project stuff? Yeah, no problem, man. You mind if I shoot you an email? You can keep it on file if something comes up. In about 48 hours, so
Okay, so total payback is 36,648 cents.
Okay.
The amount of the loan was 30,000,
All right.
and the line of credit is a $20,000 line,
Uh-huh.
With a balance. Now, if the balance is balance is 14,977.
14,977. Okay, and so that's included in that 35K total balance then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was the total. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. All right, and so you're looking for another 35K to, well, to consolidate that loan, basically.
Yeah, if it's possible. Now, I don't even know if it's possible. I don't know how you make your decisions. I'm actually my I don't know how my credit is right now, but I have a lot of personal debt out as well right now because I'm doing a lot of work to my house.
Yeah, no.
I really don't know how this works, but with your approval, how you do your approvals, and my accountant hasn't even gotten me my 2015 tax return yet. I'm still waiting for that.
That's
He
fine.
did a extension. Because I guess, I don't know, I guess he's too busy. I don't know what's going on. I'm waiting for him to get back to me.
Yeah.
But how does that even work?
Yeah, well these, you know, we base it off sales, you know, so we mainly look like, to give you a very example, what were sales like last year for you?
I'm sorry?
What were your gross annual sales like last year for you?
Last year, my gross sales? I think somewhere around 600,000-700,000.
Okay, perfect.
Hold on one second. Let's see what I can pull up. Let's see. Okay, so it would be from January 1st of 2015 to December 31st, right?
Are you looking for? Yeah. Well, just your gross annual sales. I mean, I know you don't have your tax return yet for two. What was it like? Just a ballpark around 700, you'd say?
I think so, but I'm not really positive. I could be speaking out of my butthole.
Okay. Okay, well, no problem. Yeah, see, right around there. I mean, if they say it was 700K.
Actually, no, it's looking, well, I'm not sure how accurate this is, but looking at around 451.
Okay.
Like I said, my accountant, I'm still waiting for my accountant to do the adjustment to my book that was required for all of the bookkeeping.
Right.
But what I have in my system now is 451, well, 452, really.
Okay. Yes.
I don't know what that is.
No. Yeah, so they look at that, and then they base off sales, right? And they also, look at bank statements as well to evaluate the cash flow of the company. You know, obviously, it won't give you something that's a burden. And, it's right around that range where we'd be able to get you the amount, because you want the 35K, you know, consolidated loans. And then did you want an extra 10? Because I know you wanted 80, right?
I'm just looking for a little bit of a cushion.
Like cushion? Okay. Yeah. And have you worked with On Deck? You know, have you gone back to them or have you tried?
What do you mean? Tried to get another loan from them? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, because
no.
No,
I haven't. Okay. Well, actually, I know that they don't even consider doing another loan unless the balance is less than 50%.
Oh yeah, all right.
So I know I'm not there yet. I'm at like 43% or something like that.
Okay. All right, and how long you been in business over there, John?
We've been incorporated for six years.
For 6 years. Okay, great. I mean, we definitely, you know, could get this going for you and see exactly, you know, what we can get you. It'd be just a one-page app, and it'd be like the 6 months business bank statements. Do you have those available?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you can, your 2014 tax return will work fine.
Okay.
And, I mean, if you, you know, like to get a little more information, I think I have one of the underwriters here. I can actually, you know, put them on the phone real quick and give you a little more information about exactly what we can do for you. Would you want to speak to them real quick?
Sure.
All right, hold on one second. All right, John, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I have Jot, one of the other riders, should be speaking to right now. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, John, this is Jot from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, Jocelyn. How are you?
Good. So, Danny filled me in a little bit. So, you're looking to consolidate, looks like a line of credit and a loan that you have out right now with, was it on deck?
That's correct.
Okay. And then you want another $10,000 just in case for cash flow, things like that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And how long have you been in business for?
A little over 6 years.
Nice, okay. And then tell me a little bit about your business. Are you? It looks like I have you here down as an electric contractor. Okay, do you do residential and commercial?
Yes, we do.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any contracts coming up right now that you would like to use the cash for?
Yeah, actually, I have I have some. I have one that I'm waiting for a response on that I'm kind of like 50-50. I'm gonna get it.
Okay.
I have a couple other smaller ones with ongoing customers that I haven't gotten anything in writing back yet, but I have a good relationship with them and. I've worked with them for many years, so I'm probably going to get those as well.
Okay, nice. When do you hear back from them?
I know that the guy's on vacation until next week, and I'll probably hear something back from him when he gets back.
Okay, so it's coming up soon.
Those are a little smaller. I have another the other project I'm working on. I don't know when they make he sent me an email today that it should be soon, but I don't have a definite date.
That's good. And are you going into your busy season right now?
Yes, we are.
Okay, that's good. Okay. And then the line of credit right now that you have, is that also with OnDeck too?
Yes, they're both with OnDeck.
Okay. And then what do you normally use your line of credit for?
Business expenses, you know, if I need to make payroll and I don't have everything, you know, I don't have it, I'll use it for that, or if I need to, you know, whatever.
Yeah, like just bills here and there, ARs, things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then do you remember on top of your head what kind of APR you have on the line of credit?
I think it's, well, It's high. I think it's like 30, but it really doesn't work out to that. It actually works out to a lot less because it's daily. Not daily. I'm sorry. It's weekly payment. So it's usually paid off in like less, like half the time. So it's like, you know, it's probably, I mean, technically it's 30.
Okay. And you normally get it paid off like in a few weeks or something like that. You don't really ever really max it out and keep it maxed out.
But I try not to max it out.
Yeah, that's good. Especially with 30%, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm just going to confirm, I have a couple info here. I have here that your gross annual sales this year is about 452, or last year?
About that.
Okay.
That's not totally, I'm still waiting for my account to get back to me. On the balancing of the books for last year, as well as the tax return. We did an extension for the tax return.
Okay, not a problem. We can always take a look at the tax return, and then also we'll look at the bank statement, and that'll give us a more accurate kind of picture of your sales and all that. How are your ending balances like for your bank statements?
Ending balances, you mean the end of each month?
Yeah, like you have do you still have like, you know, a couple thousand in there, you know?
Yeah,
Okay, cool. And you don't ever really overdraw or things like that?
Actually, I'm
a little bit.
There have been much more than I'd like. There have been a bunch of overdrafts on the account, but sometimes I just don't have the money there that when I need it and things happen.
Yeah, it happens to everyone, you know. It happens to me sometimes here and there, you know, you never know. Okay, so you had it happen a couple times this month and last month?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. That's not a problem. We can take a look at it too. So NSF's a little couple times.
More than a couple.
More than a couple? Like, yeah. 10 times? 20 times?
No, God, I hope not 20. But yeah, I'm just trying to be completely honest. I'm not trying to.
Right. Little, yeah, of course.
I'm not sure how many, but it's been more than a couple. I know that.
Okay.
Trying to get out from under all this.
Yeah, and you know, it sounds like you have a couple jobs lined up, so it would definitely help you with your cash flow too. And then how long does it normally take, like after you do your jobs, like how long does it normally take you to get paid, basically,
depending on the job. Residential, I usually get paid right away. If I'm doing a contractor, it takes me, you know, probably 15 to 30 days. The other job I was talking about with the guy who's coming back from vacation, that I'll probably get paid within a week or two from that one. But, you know, it really depends on the customer.
Yeah, okay. So it doesn't take you too bad. Not too long. Sounds like it's probably net 30 at most, maybe net 45, something like that.
Most people, yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, so it sounds like I have two options here that I can take a look at for you and see which one's going to be the best deal for you. The first one would be to consolidate all the loans, basically the on-deck, a balance of 35 and line of credit, and also give you that 10 extra $1,000 on top for your, you know, cushion. That would basically consolidate and basically use us as your primary loan. And then the second option would be just to get you a second position loan, basically stack on top of what you have right now. So I can take a look at both of these options and see which one's going to give you the best deal. We're going to play around with the numbers and see which one's going to give you the best, you know, with the interest, the principal, things like that.
Right. Well, there was also I wanted more than, it was more, the consolidation was more for not just the two loans, but also for some suppliers as well. There was about another 35, so I was wondering if somewhere around 78. I don't know if that's possible or not, but.
Sure. Based on the sales you have of the 450 that you told me, but the thing is, you don't know if that's accurate or not.
It's not going to be less. It might be more.
Yeah. So if that's, you know, if that's the low end of it, what we can do is we free up about 10 to 15% of it usually. So let me just do a quick calculation here. So on the low range, based on this minimum gross annual sales that you think you have, we can free up about 45 to 68,000 on the high range. So what I can do is I can try to get you the high range, obviously. And if it's high, if your gross annual sales comes out to be even higher than the 452 that you think that it is right now, obviously that's going to help you with the range that we can see what we can do. So if let's just say, for example, you have 550, that's going to get you to the 82 range.
Gotcha.
So if your sales are about 550, we can get you up to the 82,000. But what we'll do is we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible, and then we'll go from there. Does that sound good to you?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Cool. So I have your email here, jedelectrical.com.
That's correct.
Perfect. So I have Danny send over the application over to you. It's just a one-page app. 6 most recent months of bank statement, so just December to May, and then just the most recent tax return. And then if you could also send over, if you have contracts for the contract for on deck, for the loan that you want to consolidate, so I can take a look at it.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So do you know when you might be able to get everything into us?
I'll try and see if I can get them by the end of the day today or tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. So I will put you in with me. I say maybe. Do you think maybe like tomorrow 10 a.m. would be a good time?
Where are you? Where are you located?
We're in California.
Okay, so it would be like 10 a.m. for you would be 1 a.m. 1 p.m. for me.
Yeah. So about midway afternoon for you tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I should be able to. Get
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. So I'll set a time for that so that I can review your file once you send it over to Danny.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Well, John, nice talking to you.
You too, thank you.
Okay, mm-hmm, bye.